My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsiaaurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Genoveva Rivera, Genoveva Rivera. This patient was seen on November 8th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD is likely related to hypertension, to nephrosclerosis related to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 18 from 23, creatinine of 0.98 from 0.98, and a GFR of 65 from 65. There is evidence of pyuria in the urinary sediments. However, she is asymptomatic, period. There is no available labs to calculate the to calculate for selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. She is currently taking Jardiance, and as a result, there is evidence of glucosuria 3+, which is expected, period. She denies any urinary symptoms or any symptoms at all, period. We advise her to continue losing weight. We advise her to lose weight as she has gained 4 pounds since the last visit. We advise her to increase her physical activity and adopt a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods for overall for kidney and for optimal kidney and overall health, period. Number two, single left kidney status post right nephrectomy due to kidney stones, which is stable at this time. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 124 over 79. She is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated total cholesterol of 213 and elevated triglycerides of 289. The LDL is 110 and HDL 45, period. We emphasize the importance of maintaining a normal cholesterol level and advise her to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates, foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, and or alcohol, period. She is currently diet controlled, and we will continue it as is for now. I mean, actually, no. She is currently taking rosuvastatin. She is not diet controlled. She is taking rosuvastatin 20 milligrams, and we will continue to monitor the lipid panel. If it continues to remain uncontrolled, we may adjust the rosuvastatin dosage or consider adding another agent if necessary, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable at this time. Her A1C is improving from 8.2% to 7.9%. She follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism with normal thyroid panel. Continue with the current replacement therapy. This is also managed by Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinologist. Next line, obesity. She has gained 4 pounds since the last visit and weighs 37.1 pounds. And weighs 216 pounds with a BMI of 37.1. Period. We advise her to lose weight to help improve her overall health, and also due to the fatty liver, to prevent future cirrhosis, period. A plant-based diet devoid of processed foods and animal protein, as well as increased physical activity, is highly recommended and advised. Period. Next line, fatty liver. It is imperative that she maintains a normal cholesterol level to prevent further hepatic issues. Period. And